What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I'm Pastor James Levesque on this amazing July 13th. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Tonight, I can't wait. In Connecticut, it's going to be a powerful night tonight. West Haven, as we kick off our summer of fire. And I believe it's going to be the greatest one we've done. So anywhere in the Northeast, join us. You can join online also and watch live stream on the Engaging Heaven West Haven page. Today's devotional is titled, Jesus is with you. Scripture is Matthew 28, verse 20 in the Passion Translation. Never forget that I am with you every day, even to the completion of this age. A lot of people think when good things happen that God's with them, but when things are challenging or difficult, something must be wrong. God must be angry. Maybe he's even left them. But good things happening is not an indication that everything's right, nor do bad things mean everything's wrong. Good and bad events could be based on the wise or unwise decisions you've made. However, remember that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Matthew 5:45 says that. Persecution is real. Challenges are real. We live in a fallen world, but if you're solid in your faith, you won't see every storm as a reason to question your validation in Christ. Everybody faces storms. It doesn't mean Jesus left you. He shed his blood and his body and it was broken for you, for your forgiveness, healing, and atonement. A little rain doesn't mean he threw that all away. So good. What a good devotion. I was telling somebody yesterday, actually, the timing of this is incredible. I was telling somebody yesterday who was struggling about a season of their life. They felt like things dried up on one hand and some of their affairs in their life that they had happening. And on the other hand, they felt like some of that was God almost telling them there was no grace anymore and it was time to kind of cut and move on. And I said, look, it's hard to understand. But sometimes what you're supposed to do, the devil will try to keep you from. Now, we don't have a grid for that, right? So we're like, oh, God must be mad. We must have taken a wrong turn. The grace must be lifted. Not at all. The minute we had our church in Madeira Beach, right? I lived maybe, 35 plus minutes away. I had a desire to minister and live in the community that we had. Well, every time I went to get a house out by the beach, it was like an all-out hell onslaught, right? We've had contracts. We've literally had full homes under contract signed by seller and buyer, only to right before closing have seller back out, threatened to hurt all of us, and didn't want to sell the home. We've had crazy stuff happen. Now, look, I don't believe that is somehow interpreted as a sign I'm not supposed to be there. When you think like an orphan, that's what you think. When things go challenging in your life, if you don't really believe you're in, for some of you, if you're not in God's will, you're not in a healthy position, healthy church, submitted to authority, you may need to question your life choices, but not when you're a child of God in the right place. And I knew that it was just the devil trying to keep us away from the community that we are going to see shaken in where I live, right? And that happened so many times. I can't even tell you. All up until I just sold our house recently to go out by the beach, and it was another crazy perceived attack or problem. In no way, no matter what the cost is, no matter how great the trial is, there's never a moment in my life I'm going, oh, we can't go to the beach. Oh, the Lord doesn't have us there. No, that's silly. What I do is say, okay, I know the Lord's calling us there. That's why the fight has been so great. And so, you have to believe that you're a child of God. You have to believe that your steps are ordered by the Lord. And, you know, like I said in the devotional today, when good things happen, that's not always an indication that you're doing the right thing either. And when bad things happen, it's not an indication you're doing the wrong thing. I could introduce you to drug dealers who have a lot of money in the bank. They're driving really nice cars and they have a lot of nice properties. They're dying inside. Not just, you know, sliding on their way to hell, but they're just miserable. The way of a transgressor is hard. We are addicted to what perceived comfort is, but that's not how heaven measures comfort. Heaven doesn't measure comfort by just bank account size. That's why Kenneth Hagin really issued a huge rebuke on the Midas touch. He wrote a book before he died, basically bringing correction to, you know, this crazy hyper faith giving message, which always just pads the pockets of the ministers preaching. No, we don't run from the giving message because some people abuse it. No, absolutely not. We teach, we believe, we give. But Kenneth Hagin just brought balance, said, look, if it was only about money in the bank, then, you know, people that are not knowing the Lord would be considered prosperous. And small part, but they're not without, it all adds sorrow. The blessing of the Lord would make you rich and add no sorrow in your life. And so my point is we need discernment. We need to know, you know, the difficulties you're facing today. I'm not sure they're completely because you're in the wrong place. They're probably because you're in the right place. And it's going to take a fight. It's going to take you to stand your ground, stand on the word, confess scripture, all those things. But we're not a bunch of orphans running around this earth looking for validation. We are children of God from another dimension, you know, believing and operating in the supernatural and standing on his word. So, you know, I really do. I believe that we have to get this inside of us today. And the reality is Jesus is with us. You know, he asked him in the Bible, he said, get in the boat. We're going to the other side. Nobody was confused at what the will of God was, right? What are we doing? We're going to the other side. Why are we in this boat? He said, we're going to the other side. Literally, it says Jesus asked them to get into the boat and go to the other side. It's incredible. No one's questioning what God's will is. They get in the boat, they go to the other side, and they actually don't. They get in the boat. As they start sailing, winds and waves come, and then they start wondering if he's trying to kill them and thinking he's a ghost. Do you see how, it's a couple things. Storms in your life can skew your vision. Storms in your life can skew your discernment. Because if you're not careful, the winds and the waves are speaking louder than God. If you're not careful, what you're, you know, all the banging around you is actually taking your vision away from what the Lord's called you to do. And that's why when people are in storms, they can't see clearly, right? I think when Kobe Bryant, what a great basketball player, when he died, there was a term for the pilot. He had like disfigured disorientation or something, or it was some weird thing that happened to him, because there's a point when you're in a storm cloud that you don't know what's up, down, left, or right, and you become disoriented. And you think you're pulling the helicopter up, but you go right into the mountain, right? And that's how sometimes we are in storms. We think we know where we are. You don't really know where you are. You think you, well, this is what's happening. No, Jesus just told you to get into the boat. Why are you saying he's trying to kill you? Why are you calling him a ghost? Because it's hard to see sometimes when you're going through a storm. And so take it from somebody today, Pastor James, me, that I'm not going through your storms. And I'm telling you, you need to interpret it right. Stop running from the very thing that God's trying to bring you to by believing a lie that the devil's keeping you away from it. It's time to run even harder. It's time to run through obstacles. It's time to pursue, overtake, and recover all. Come on, it's time to go after what God said is ours. So the last thought here, engaging heaven, says we're going to pray. Father, the storm's getting dark, but I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I believe. I believe you when you said you'd never leave me. Come on. Lord, I thank you for every person listening right now. You never will leave us. You're always with us. I pray you would open our eyes to every season we're in, understanding what you're saying, learning how to discern the times. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on. That's it for today. Join us again tomorrow. And follow along with us in the Engaging Heaven Today devotional. Legit. That's what we're reading every single day together. Obviously, this is not some, you know, strict audio book where I'm just quoting. I'm giving you my fresh thoughts on the devotional. We're doing them together. I did not see a need to have like 100 different devotionals and mixed things out there. I believe the Lord's breathed on this devotional, and we're going to do it together, and we're going to hear God every single day and go after this thing. All right? We love you guys. Have a great day. We'll be right back.